Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, he's at it again. We are joined by Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. Rocktober. What's that about, Mike?
Rocktober is, you know, it's starting now, looking out the window, but just about October 15th is when just the weather just flips and this place just rocks. Like autumn, October, November, like those 4 weeks are just, this place is like San Diego with culture. I mean, I know people talk about the spring and Jazz Fest season and everything, but man, like mid-October, oof, this place pops. It's Rocktober, man. It's Rocktober.
Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but you obviously didn't see the weather forecast for the month of October that came out this morning.
Why what?
Extraordinarily warm.
Oh, God. Yeah, maybe it's going to be Rock November or whatever that is.
Rock November. Know. Well, we'll try it again.
And all right, well, I'm sticking to October 15th. That's a shame.
There you
they
go.
Don't know the weather. They don't know the look. It's the old thing about like the best job on earth is being a weatherman because like you know if you get it right 50% of the time, you know you get
you're golden
marks. You're golden,
yes,
right? I mean. I live my life in the cone of uncertainty, and I get no credit for that, no grace.
Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult than your economic development guys, you know. So.
Yeah, I guess they don't pay much attention to us. How you doing, Noel?
I am doing great, Michael. Let's jump right in this. We get another top state honor and doing business in Area Developments Magazine. Tell us about that.
This is a nice one. Area Development is one of the more reputable economic development magazines, so I don't expect you're going to find it, you know, at the barber shop. But for those that are inside the industry, they look at it. And, you know, what happened is back in the early Jindal days, Jindal 1.0, they put a lot of focus on doing the things right in terms of regulatory framework, in terms of workforce training to get us into this list. And we got into the top 10. I think we peaked at number 6. It was always like Texas was always number 1 or North Carolina. And we stayed up there. But then around, 2015, 2016, we started to slip and we slipped out of the top 10. And, you know, I think that was reflective of just a general deprioritization on economic development maybe overall, but specifically not focusing on these rankings. And just like the rankings for the universities, you know, people can disparage them and say that they're ridiculous and they don't matter, but they do matter. And so now that we're getting back up into the top 10 and we're doing it based on our energy costs, based on our workforce training programs, which are ranked number 4 in the country, based on our regulatory framework, which is ranked number 7 in the country, it's good news. It means that overall, the governor and Susan Bourgeois, LED, and everybody else are doing the right thing. I was talking to Secretary Nelson last night from Department of Revenue. It means that we're doing the things that are giving businesses confidence to risk their capital here, and that's what we need.
Absolutely, and it's always good to get this recognition from an independent, right? third party that kind of looks at whatever the matrix is that they judge us by, and it's against our peers. And again, if you would remind our listening audience just how competitive all of this is, that we're in competition against every state.
Yeah, it's very competitive. Capital is mobile. It'll go wherever it's going to be best treated. And here in the South, we're sitting amongst the best of the best. If you look at the top 10 states, Newell, 8 of them are in the South. Georgia's number 1, South Carolina's 2, Texas is 3, North Carolina's 4. Ohio is the first state, not in the South. And then we're there, Louisiana, right below Alabama and above Michigan. It's very competitive, and the economic development world is characterized by two things that I think we have to keep in mind. One is that oftentimes it's a process of elimination. And so what you're doing in this process is trying to take any negatives that would get you eliminated, like hurricane risk, and not get dinged for that. The other thing about this process is that a lot of the folks that are leading it are kind of necessarily risk averse. They're never going to get in trouble for recommending Texas or Georgia to their client. It's kind of a no-brainer. And so we have to do those things that make Louisiana known narratively, not just for our food, music, culture, but also people know us as a great place for business. So frankly, whether it's a site selector or an internal member of the team, they feel that they can bring Louisiana forward, and it doesn't. It's not a. They're not going to get looked at side eye for it. I know that sounds strange, but I've had enough drinks and enough talks with these people to know they don't want to bring forth a black horse candidate. They want to bring forth a place that has a good reputation, because they're in trouble for it.
Yeah, for sure. Starlab Space LLC has selected a Louisiana company to manufacture its primary structure. This is off and running on so many different fronts. Tell us about this opportunity.
Yeah, well, this is great if you kind of pull back to, I don't know, I usually say the 38,000 foot level, but that's like airplanes. I don't know what level the I don't know.
Somewhere between Jupiter and Mars.
Exactly. Thank you. Some low Earth orbit. Vivace, which is a Louisiana company, is going to be manufacturing the main structure for the next generation of commercial space station, which we use to keep scientists and astronauts in low Earth orbit. It's important for a couple of reasons. One, the fact that Starlab, which actually builds the space station, selected a Louisiana company is great. I think it's going to add about 100 new jobs down at MISU. But more importantly, we've been maintaining the MISU facility, one of our focus areas here, man, back to like 2011, because I think that's when the space shuttle was scheduled to end. So that was a full team effort, including our federal delegation, to keep the place open. We were able to. Then we were building the SLS for Artemis, which is the mission to the moon, and then the mission to Mars. And then there was another question about whether it would stay open. But now there's been a total recommitment from the Trump administration, from our delegation, from the state, to space travel, to space force, and a recognition that even if we change the model so there's going to be more public-private work, bringing in companies like Starlab and Vivace and SpaceX and Blue Origin, that there aren't many places on Earth that offer the manufacturing capabilities, the size, and the water access of NASA MISU. So I feel that we're good. It's kind of like the Saints. You know, we just got to always make sure that we keep them here for the next generation. And I feel now reasonably comfortable that we've kept NASA MISU and all of the literal rocket scientists that it employs here for the next generation.
For this particular corporation, how do you pronounce it? Vivace?
I say Vivace. I don't know. I mean,
Vivace. I'm not sure.
It feels a little bit like a place you go to get Botox done or something, but I don't think that's actually what it is. But anyway, it's
in an air chamber,
not me,
right?
Not you. Yeah, exactly.
Is this actually kind of a diversification for them? Do you know? this opportunity with Starlab?
I think this is really, you know, what they do. Is
okay.
Building these massive structures out of aluminum. So I don't think that this is an extension of what they do, but the fact that they were picked by Starlab to do it, and the fact that they are a Louisiana-based company is a big deal. The fact that we can count there's a CEO, I think it's Jim Cook is his name, or Tim Cook rather. No, that's Apple. That'd be Jim.
Jim is the president and CEO of the convention center too.
Yeah, hold on. Let me. Yeah, I'm getting this all wrong. Just give me one second here.
Rocktober.
I know. It was a big weekend. Tim. Let's see. You're right. I got it totally wrong. It's Sophie Cow, PhD. So I'm just way deep in
October. You were close
right now.
That was close.
Close enough for government work, Noel.
Yeah, put in that app for that weatherman. Let's talk.
I could be that dancing guy, you know, like you need a stick as a weatherman now, right? I could do that.
Absolutely. Now, I've heard a lot about this Louisiana Growth Fund. You've actually talked about it before on the show, and some exciting new announcements there as well.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. Over a decade ago, 15 years ago, I was talking to Leslie Jacobs, who was my board chair at the time, about a program out of the federal treasury called the SSBCI program. And it typically gave money to local banks where it kind of just went into their overall deposit base and it wasn't used for a particular purpose. And we looked at this legislation and we said, I wonder if there's a way that we could get this given to nonprofit organizations or government organizations to create a layer of capital that doesn't typically exist, because SSBCI, I think it stands for the State Small Business Credit Initiative. We actually called it the Super Secret Business Cash Infusion. We didn't call it that publicly. I would never say it on the radio. But it started out as like $10 million. Now it's gone up to about $113 million. And now that the state is formalizing innovation with the Louisiana Innovation Organization and LED, they've launched this growth fund. It's matching private capital dollar for dollar, and they've awarded over $3 million to companies like 28 Bio, which is described as a neurotechnology firm developing brain organoid models. So that. And another one that I can understand better, Pet Crew, which is a pet product and pet food company. And I get that one. Or this is the best one. Have you heard about this? It's called Hamper. It's spelled like hamper, except somebody like needs to buy an E, and it's a Lafayette-based app-based laundry service, which I actually think my kid, who's at college, has already discovered.
Exactly. That way, you make sure your shirt is laundered on time.
Well, Noel, what are we gonna do when like the apps and the robots are doing our work, doing our laundry? Are we just gonna get like universal basic income and go play putt putt? Like, I don't understand this world. I don't like golf that much.
Well, Mondami's going to provide all of that. New York's going to be the beta site, right? For all of this, so they'll have it all figured out for us.
Well, with the shoplifting, we kind of already had free groceries, so I think we already had some indication of what that's going to look like.
Absolutely, and the shelves are full.
You know what bothers me, Noel, is when I go in and I'm trying to buy deodorant because I'm just trying to have good hygiene as a matter of personal. My contribution to society, and it's behind that locked plastic thing, and I have to push the button, and then it's like embarrassing, and then like I've got to be rushed to make my decision, which is tough because Old Spice makes all these flavors, and it's a lot.
The burdens of personal hygiene.
Yeah. Some days I think I should go without.
Then your real boss would be all over you, right?
She would be. She's European. Maybe she likes that stuff. I don't know.
Well, if you hadn't figured it out yet, you're not ever going are you?
She clearly does not. No, you're right. No, she's not. No, I was going to say make a French comment, but that would be rude.
The airport continues to punch way above its weight, which is great for us.
Yeah, you know, this airport, I went there the other day to go visit with Kevin Dolio and his team to learn about the expansion plans. And as I came up the elevator and exited onto the third floor, I was temporarily blinded by the gleaming from the terrazzo. It's been shined so well. And you know, you can see people going around with these sticks with tennis balls on the end of it, like rubbing out any of the smudges. They've just, I want to give kudos to the maintenance team there. They've kept the place up really well. People love and continue to love the food offerings there. The staff is incredibly friendly. And so we've now climbed into the top 10 of large airports in North America for airport satisfaction. And the reason that that matters, besides being a pride point, is that when people like the airport more, they spend more money there, and our spend per capita is about double the average airport. And what that does is it reduces the amount that the airlines have to spend to be in the airport, so it makes more attractive for airlines like Breeze to come and expand. So it's not just for yucks that we have these great restaurants in this beautiful airport. There's actually a financial rationale to it as well.
So expound on that just a little, if you would, for the listening audience, because it, you know, all of this kind of goes into a pot, and you have a number of revenue sources, right?
Yep. You've got a number of revenue sources, and the ones that are most important are what's called non-airline revenue. And these are things like concessions and parking. And the more that you have of that non-airline revenue, the more money you're going to have to spend on things like expansions, and the less you're going to have to charge the airlines, whether it's for expansions or just for landing fees. So jacking up those non-airline revenues are really important. And frankly, I think most people would rather have it be through concessions that people willingly buy, as opposed to the parking lot where, you know, it kind of, you get what you get, you don't throw a fit. And I think our parking is pretty reasonable there, actually, except for the valet, which I only do a couple of times when I screw up my timing. So, it's a great airport. And the expansion, I think we might have talked about this, but is really exciting. They're going to be going to the west, going towards St. Charles. They're going to be adding about 15 new gates. There will likely be a whole new terminal, a whole new entrance for those gates. And this is what it was designed to do. It was designed to be easy to expand, but still keep the footprint compact.
Michael, we have a request from our audience. It says as follows on the text: Michael needs to write a humorous book a la Mark Twain or Sam Clemens. He can call it Come Heck or High Water.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm going to get my AI on that right now.
There you go. While we're on break, he'll be on AI, and we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, great friend of mine, great leader in our community in the Gulf South, Deanna Rodriguez. She is the CEO of Entergy New Orleans, here to talk about a new initiative, the Gulf South Business Roundtable.
Deanna, welcome to the show. It's good to hear from you again. Thank you
nice
for joining us.
Nice to hear from you. Thank you so much. Now I get to join the club. I mean, you guys are on all the time, and so this makes me feel really special, so I appreciate it.
It's special.
Hold on. Sure. It won't last long.
That's great. Well, I'm trying to share some information about something that is much like G&O Inc., bigger than, you know, just one city, and it's bigger than, it's more about the region. It's the Gulf South Business Roundtable, and it's a new initiative that Entergy is a part of, and I mean big Entergy and not Entergy New Orleans alone. And we're combined with manufacturing and infrastructure companies, and it's all to give the Gulf South a stronger voice in national policy.
Absolutely, and it includes the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. And the numbers that you quoted here of the contribution to the U.S. GDP out of these five states is huge.
It is huge. And sometimes I think if we act alone, if we just talk about Louisiana, if we just talk about Texas, or, for, you know, as you go down up and around the Gulf Coast, if we get together and we talk about what this means, not just to the energy industry, but to the manufacturing industry and to the infrastructure companies that all work in the region, it's a really big deal. So $2.7 trillion to the U.S. economy is nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all. The founding members, Entergy Corporation and the five operating companies that fall under that, Alabama Power Company, Kinder Morgan, and Mitsubishi Power Americas, all huge companies in their own right.
That's right. And what we thought it would make a lot of sense for all of us, where we do agree, and this is on infrastructure and kind of the importance of the Gulf South, to go up to D.C. together so that we're all hand-in-hand and trying to make sure that we're not forgotten, that our communities and our region is not overlooked. And it's really shaping the decisions that impact energy, infrastructure, and then economic growth.
Yep. Deanna, more and more, your infrastructure, utility infrastructure across this country is really top of mind. Especially when we look at a lot of the new developments and the requirements that they have for power, right?
That's right. And, you know, part of what we'll talk about and work on with this roundtable is the investment in people and the jobs to upgrade our infrastructure and what it means for the investment in training and education and create pathways to these jobs. But we have the people here, and we have the people along the Gulf Coast, and it's also adding that job and investment into the Gulf Coast region so that we can do one and the same.
And, you know, what Entergy has done with the Meta project in North Louisiana and standing ready and having a plan and a way to execute it on it is emblematic of just how important it is for the economic development of this state and actually the whole Gulf South, and coming together, I think, just in bringing all of those forces together and being able to sell that to Congress and other decision makers, I think is going to be a real difference maker in the short term, but in the long term for sure.
Oh, I agree. And I look at what happened in North Louisiana as a great case study on how when everybody is aligned, so that you had the governor, you had the legislature, you had the Public Service Commission, you had Meta, the company, and Entergy Louisiana, and you also had the communities, you had the parishes involved, you had the business community. Everybody had to be aligned. That's what we're talking about on a national basis, on a federal policy basis. When everybody agrees that investing in this community or in jobs or in workforce development, whatever it is, when we're all aligned, it can have such a huge impact.
Well, I really, and Michael, if you want to weigh in on this, the forward thinking of what y'all are doing with this initiative, because you want to be complementary to how fast innovation is moving today as opposed to an impediment, right? And the more that you can communicate, the more transparency there is, the more and clearer understanding there is of what is needed, the better position you're in to be able to satisfy the needs of that innovation.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that completely. And the more that we can bring together this, I call it the third coast, you know, going from Texas all the way over to Florida, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, it's the right kind of unit. It's going to be the energy center of the country and in many ways the world. And yeah, by encouraging this communication and collaboration, it's going to put all the companies on the forward foot. And it's going to be better for the country. So no, I'm a collaboration guy. It's kind of our bread and butter here at Deanna Wink. So I love this.
Deanna, just kind of curious. I mean, you know, in some sectors of technology today, the innovation is moving at a very rapid pace. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, that's sometimes it's just not easy to stay out in front of that curve, right?
Well, that's our job, though, right? So yeah. It isn't easy. And I think that what you're seeing happening is that the growth is so dramatic that it will serve two purposes. One, it will allow us to invest in jobs here. So you still need people. And then the other piece is that it will drive this innovation that we don't even know what's going to come next. So we have to have the resources and the workforce along the Gulf Coast, which I think this really addresses. And I think that's kind of the beauty of the partnership, because it does have manufacturing involved. It has not just the energy sector, but like you said, Mitsubishi Power and Kinder Morgan and others. And now we're able to really look at how we're going to build these new power plants. How are we going to find the workforce to upgrade our transmission lines? What are we doing along this coast to make sure that we're not forgotten? It's, you know, when you look at what happens during a hurricane, for example, and everything shuts down, it has an impact on the rest of the country. And in fact, the world, same thing here. Instead of, you know, preventing or addressing a crisis, we're getting ahead of it. And so that we don't have that crisis and we can stand ready.
You have to be really excited about this initiative, right? I mean, because... When you say you don't even know what's coming next, when I heard that, it kind of sends a little bit of a chill down my spine, you know, thinking about trying to react to it and trying to forecast where are we going. And then all of a sudden you have these new technologies coming at you from left field. And it's like, oh, my God, we have to accommodate this. We have to accommodate that.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Who would have thought, you know, we started with, like, even the phones. You know, I always tell people when we're talking about infrastructure and you go, well, who would have thought you were going to go ring somebody's doorbell and you're going to be on video? I mean, something that touches everybody. And then now it is Michael's writing a book using AI. I mean, it goes from one extreme to the other. So
he's got 17 chapters done already.
I'm telling you, and it was over the break. So that's the fast pace that we're seeing with, you know, with Meta, and we're seeing with these data centers, and we're seeing with technology overall. So there'll be a lot of solutions, and as much as it may be a little scary, it's really exciting because in that, we're going to have some solutions that will be powered by this new opportunity of technology.
Michael, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think what if you look at these energy companies, particularly the founders like Entergy and Alabama Power, Mitsubishi Power America, is that they've got both ends of this issue. On one hand, the demands of AI on power are like nothing we've ever seen before in our lifetimes. On the other hand, AI is going to be transforming and impacting these power companies themselves. So they're going to have to be kind of, you know, building the plane while they're flying it. So being able to get together and collaborate, whether it's to trade ideas or to work together on advocacy in D.C., it's awfully smart. So I'm really excited to see this.
Well, Deanna, thank you so much for sharing this information about this initiative, and congratulations to Entergy and all of the operating companies and the other participants on this initiative. It's great to have a Louisiana-based company taking a lead like this, and something to be very proud of.
Well, we're excited to be here with you. So thanks for letting us share that information with your audience.
And Deanna, Michael's book, Come Heck or High Water, will be available at about 1 p.m. today. You can get it at any number of locations.
I've already got the first three sentences written, but we'll wait till after the break because I have to do it in the voice of Mark Train. He speaks slowly.
All right, guys. I appreciate the fun this morning. So thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Deanna Rodriguez, CEO of Entergy New Orleans. We'll be right back, folks, for Michael's roundup on his book when we return. Stay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With this. Well, the pressure is mounting on the text line. Folks are enjoying the banter between Michael and myself, and they want us to do a podcast. And then another texter says they'll be disappointed if Michael's book starts out as "It was a dark and stormy night."
It could have. Well, Here is. I mean, it is kind of terrifying. Here is what ChatGPT wrote in 0.3 seconds. I asked it for the first three sentences of "Come Hector Highwater," and this is, if you will, this is how it starts. "Well, now, it is a curious fact of providence that Michael Hecht was born with two gifts. The first, an inexhaustible appetite for jambalaya. And the second, a most inconvenient tendency to leap headlong into storms of his own making. The good people of New Orleans, who are no strangers to water, either in their gumbo or in their homes, took him in with the same shrugging tolerance they reserve for all manners of peculiarities. And so begins the account, Come Hector Highwater, a tale in which the Mississippi is but a minor character compared to the flood of Michael's schemes, notions, and occasional catastrophes." I mean, Noah, we're out of a job. I mean, this is bad. Hey, it's bad.
I don't know. That ChatGPT is a pretty smart fellow, man.
Kind of nailed it, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It is scary, though, right?
It is. I mean, I keep telling myself that it's all going to be okay, and every technological revolution, you know, destroys some jobs and begets others. But I don't know, man. And my son is doing robotics work, and the robots are getting darn good, too. So. Yeah.
Absolutely. Michael, I wanted to touch on two things before we get out of here. Anything Please. But common, you call it, the Uncommon Construction, which is a great not-for-profit here in the city. They're doing incredible work. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Uncommon Construction is this organization. They're right there. Kind of next to the new Fox Studios off Earhart, by the highway or in that area. And what they do is they take high school students and they hire them for an apprenticeship program where they build a house or some other type of construction project from start to finish. And so you can imagine what they're getting out of that is the technical skills, the soft skills, the leadership abilities. They're getting paid. And then they get what they call an equity award scholarship for future education and career goals. And so, you know, there are students that have gone into this program who are basically dropouts from high school who have gone on to get engineering degrees from places like Tulane and UNO. So it's a great place. And I had the honor of being able to DJ at their grand opening of this new 12,000 square foot facility. It's got an office building, a community area, a workshop. I think that when you talk to Aaron, who runs Uncommon Construction, he said, you know, we're a building organization. We need a physical structure to kind of represent who we are. So that's what they've done. And it was really a thrill to see this thing manifest because I know that they have already touched hundreds of local kids and there's thousands more in the future who are going to benefit, whether they go into the construction trade, probably one of the few places that's not going to get hit by AI right up front, or they just go into something else. This is where they're learning what it means to be productive in the work environment. So, yeah, big ups to Uncommon Construction.
And Aaron's a great guy, brings a lot of energy, really cares about the kids. And if you're looking for a not-for-profit, you know, that you want to donate to, look up Uncommon Construction, because trust me, you get a return on your investment for sure.
Yeah, no. What sounds like? What I think Twain would say, you know, I love all my nonprofits, but I love Uncommon Construction more.
GNO ramps it up. Little self promotion here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we'll end with a little self promotion. This is something that we started with Tara Hernandez back when she was chairwoman, looking at how we promote advanced manufacturing. And now we've now been selected to represent the Gulf State region in NASA's Aerospace State Hubs for Skilled Technical Workforce Initiative. It's one of only 15 hubs nationwide, and we're going to be basically contributing a white paper. We presented it last week at the Kennedy Space Station, and we're basically explaining to NASA how they can fill what's projected to be a shortage of 1 million aerospace and defense workers by 2030. And we feel that, here in Louisiana with our history of aerospace and defense work that we are really well positioned to train and provide this workforce. And I think it's going to be one of the focus areas of the new resurgent UNO.
What an incredible opportunity, right? 1 million jobs? Shortage of 1 million jobs?
I mean, that's it's crazy. A big number. I haven't triaged that number. ChatGPT might have given us that number. But we do know that regardless, there are two things that are happening. One is that a lot of the folks who were involved in the early days of space or the pre-millennium, they're retiring. And that our needs in defense and in space, as we kind of recommit to committing with China competing with China rather, and to having a new global presence, we're going to need these people to build and to pilot, and it's a heck of an opportunity for us. We also have this maritime training program that we just set up with Nunez to get people trained for the new Louisiana International Terminal. I mean, you know, people ask all the time, how am I feeling about the future of the region and the state? And you just look at all this stuff and all these demand signals, and AI notwithstanding, there's a lot of reasons for optimism for being able to keep our kids here, because it looks like there's going to be a lot of work and a lot of job opportunities for years to come.
It's going to require some credible leadership for sure, a lot that you bring to the table, and execution. Right. And aligning all of this. And that's key for our area. And I hope that I know you work hard on keeping people focused, and we need to continue to do so.
Yeah. What we have to do is not difficult, but it's hard. If that makes sense. You got to wake up every day and hit the punch list. And like you said, Noel, just execute. But if we do that, we can see not just the city and region, but the whole state, I think, begin to trend upward.
As always, a lot of fun. Always enjoy the conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today. Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Have a great week.
Thank you, Noel. You too.
We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. So, folks, on Tuesday, we will have all of the sheriff's candidates on with Dave Cohen and myself for a little one-on-one on Tuesday. So that'll take up the entire 3 hours. And then this Friday, the only commitment that we have from mayoral candidates was Oliver Thomas. He jumped right on it. And we'll have Oliver on with Dave Cohen and myself from noon to one here this Friday. Still waiting to hear from the other candidates. I would think that they'd like to have a desire to have you listen to what they have to say, but we'll see. But we'll nonetheless sit down with Oliver Thomas this Friday from noon to one. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Jim Cook, the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.